This parasha is of Hayetze, Yaakov Avinu sort of begins his mahalach, coming to his own. And we have here a yichud that is Yichud Avram, Vina Hashem Nitzalov, Haaretz Hashat HaShech V'leh L'chot Nen Zayecha, V'yeh Zayecha Kafar Haaretz, V'ufaratz the Yoma V'keid V'tzafayne V'nekba. So he was given aftocha that he would spread out Yoma Kedna Tzafayne Negba. The Gemara seems to imply that this is the biggest bracha possible, but I'd like to first be oimi just on a word here. The word of paratzta is bederach klal, there's a negative connotation to it. It's something which is the word pirtza kar leganev, upiritz geda noshach yishcheno. Pirates is something that is basically negative. It's when somebody breaks down a barrier, but that's not a positive word. And yet it's interesting, if we take a look by Yaakov Avinu says about himself, ki me'ata sheher l'chol lefonai, v'yifreitz l'roiv. The little bit that I had in front of me was nifrotz me'oid, and a third time, v'yifreitz ha'ish me'oid me'oid, v'yiloitzayn rabos v'shozon g'nal ha'mayram. So the word that's associated with Yaakov Avinu, it's not by any other av, it's bederech klal, there's two other places. Peretz is called Peretz also because he seemed to have done something that was like Yeshua, Lama Peretzta, even though the Maisa from Peretz, everything comes out, but the Dove and so on, that's something which seems to be a little bit Shalom in Ashura. Klal Yisrael by Mitzrayim says Yifritzu, and the other times that it says by Har Sinai, Pen Yifritz, but means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill Chalakim HaKlal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make pirtzes in Klal Yisrael. So Bederech Klal, in the big picture, the word pirtza is not a positive lashon. So it could have used many, many other operatio Yomakein Tzafayin Negva, but it should say V'yisa Yomakein Tzafayin Negva, V'etin L'chay Yomakein Tzafayin Negva, and so on. Al Kopanim, the Lashon is interesting, three times by Yaakov Avinu, that's the most anybody has it. It's not a word that's used in that sense anyplace else. The Gemara says about the Yom HaKadosh and so on, Omer B'yechem Shem B'yaisi, Kol HaMe'anigas HaShabbos, Noisna Lachlo B'li Mitzar. If you Me'anig Shabbos, you get a Nachlo B'li Mitzar. Shenema Oz Tis Anig Al Hashem, so in the pasuk, beforehand says the cross of the Shabbos oinig, os tisanig al Hashem v'kaftich b'masei aretz v'chalticho nachlos Yaakov avicha. So it says loik Avram, why dafka nachlos Yaakov? By Avram it says kumis alach ba'aretz orkol rochba. Then it says so that's a miut of whatever it is that you mishalach. And not Yitzchak, where it's defined as Aratz Yisrael. El Kiyakov shekosu boi paratz yom kein tzafayin v'negba. So l'chura the drasha is from the yom kein tzafayin v'negba. This Vasemis over here is that the same exact lashon it says by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, once light was nifrat from him, he had a nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Soinecha, and Achei Parad Loit, he told him Soinecha, and Yom HaKadosh Tzafayin HaNegba, I'll give you all these countries. So Lemaisa, the same Yom HaKadosh Tzafayin HaNegba we have by Avraham. So obviously the lashon that the Chazal Medayik is not so much a Yom HaKadosh Tzafayin HaNegba, but the paratzta. So question, what's the difference? What's the difference if I tell you, Yom HaKadosh Tzafayin HaNegba I'll give to you, or he tells him a paratzta? So it's true over there, if it says Soinechorei, maybe that's a limitation, that only what you can see, I don't know. But al kapanim, it's a aridus Sosemis has over here. The it's wonderful, wonderful to Einik Shabbos is a tremendous mitzvah. It's hard to say that it's one of the most difficult mitzvahs. And certainly that we should say that the schar for that is the ultimate nachla v'li mitzarim, Yaakov Avinu's nachla that has no gvulas and so on. What's the mida connected mida with that? Tachlis, Shmir Shabbos is much harder, Samar Melachas are much harder. The Oynik Shabbos is... it's not that difficult to challenge. So al kapanim, what's that schar? This is schar bli gvul. The Medrash says over here, Chazal say over here that melamed shenifrit soloi pirtsa mi ein dugma sholam haba. That when it says veifrit seish by Yaakov, so Chazal say melamed shenifrit soloi pirtsa mi ein dugma sholam haba. And it brings a pasuk. It says olah hapirits. Lefnehem, the word pirates over there in the pasuk, the way Chazal learning it, means pashtus, Mashiach, Aliyo, whoever's the Mashiach in Shal Yisrael is called the pirates. Okay, but I mean, what does it mean, a pirtsa like Olam Haba? What exactly are we referring to? Where does the word pirtsa come into Olam Haba? Melamed it's a lashon Chazal. She nifritz like pirtsa me ain't dug mishalom haba. He spread out like olam haba. What is it shtelling to? What kind of word? What kind of pasuk? What are we talking about? Interestingly enough. The psik the rabbi says over here, brings that Yaakov Avinu, because he was kaveh atchumen, that's why he was zeicher to this. It says we don't find Avram Avinu has this haftacha. We don't find Avram Avinu was shemesh Shabbos, even though we have a messiah that they kept all the mitzvahs, but there's no remez in the Torah about it. And by Yitzhak, we don't have remez in the Torah, but by Yaakov, since it says that he was kaveh atchumen in Vayishlach, that he went into the ear in Vayichen, so he was kaveh atchumen, so b'meila to him it shayach this inyan. So, if anything, one would say tchumen is something which is the hefech of it. Tchumen is a gvul. A person can only walk a certain amount. So, if anything, it would be kind of to say that yezeicha to this pirtsa, to this beyond, and all these inyanim, one would have a hard time understanding what that's about. So let's try a little bit to understand this musig over here, and I guess the Gemara is the best place to start in the inyan of Ostis Anigal Hashem. So the first nekuda is to give something belig vulis is something that is impossible. By definition, the Gemara's Shigur the Lishna of a Kinyan is Daish HaMitzri. When a person goes and walks the boundaries, that's the quintessential end of the Kinyan. The Shaila, whether it's the Kufa Kinyan, it's not Chazak Abak upon him, that certainly is, that marks off, that's a makam when a person can have Charata from a Kinyan, and so on. It's marking off the boundaries. The Gemara speaks about if he gave a Ksuba, if he assigned Karka for a Ksuba, is he Seimech Das on it? It depends if all four Mitzarim are Mesuyim, or only one mate says Mesuyim. In other words, without clear boundaries, we don't have anything. You can't buy karka. I can't walk in and buy 10 acres. There's no such thing. I can buy a certain plot of land. So I can't just buy 10 acres. In many halachos, davar shenu misuyim is a chisaron. In many areas, not as mamonis. And the Hagdar, and let's understand a little bit the reason for that. Why is it like that? For something to be mine, it has to fit into a kli that I have. The most basic kinyan is yad. So something that fits into my yad is mine. A chotzer is an extension of my yad. So if it falls in my chotzer, if I pull it, so I'm holding on to it. Every type of kinyan, to say that something is mine, I can't look at a forest and say the forest is mine. Without somehow doing some sort of maisa, that's there's a circle there. And that circle, so I put a fence around it. That becomes mine. In Kesev, Lamash, if you buy a field, it works because the other person has it. He's maver to me that way. But in the big picture, a kinyan to be something should be mine. It has to be in my quote unquote packet. It has to be in my kelim. So there is no such thing. There is no such thing in the bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should it's possible for a person to have something that's beligvul. Beligvul is you don't have, and that's why all the nisim by the oil. How much oil was Elisha able to be poil? As much as she had kelim for. The minute there were no more kelim, there was no more oil. Why didn't he just if he's so good at making miracles? Instead of bothering all the neighbors to take kelim from them, I have a better idea, Felicia. Make a magic little pitcher, and then anytime somebody comes, you just pours oil. There's no such thing. Nisim is a shefa to a person, and the person is the kelim that he has. And whatever kelim that he's making to have, those are the kelim that he's able to fill up. So imkein lemedim. So the bracha to Avram made a lot of sense. Or it's a halach. It was a pchina of Daish Metzri. Wherever you walk, that becomes yours. It's fine. By Yitzchak. So because he said Harotzus Ha'el, these countries, so it's a Dovah Mesuyim to some degree, and it's possible also, it's possible to have Kinyan on it, because there's a certain Mesayim Emos on it, there's a certain Gvul on it. And B'meila, just like you could be Makna Bishtar, you could be Makna a certain piece of Karka. But how do you go past that? What's the pshat by Yaakov Avinu? It says Beli Gvul, Nachal Mitzarim. What kind of Nachal Mitzarim is it? So Reb Tzadik says, doesn't say it for this kasha, but he says in some places, in Sol Kedoshim, that Avram, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yaakov the bracha, was that he could be pirates the Gvul. Uferatzta. It's not the pshat in the pasuk is not uferatzta yamakeda. Is the word of uferatzta is not ki'ilu that you will have yamakein zhenegba. It's there is yamakein zhenegba. It's very very clearly a defined areas. There's a mitzvah, a mitzvah of yamakein zhenegba, but you'll always be able to be pirates together. Or, let's say it in a different lashon, to be marchiv together. So the bracha to Yaakov Avinu was not the bracha that he'll have an endless amount of land, but he can keep enlarging his kli kibul to be makablet. So uparatzta, you'll be able to push out. You'll be able to move out the Gdarim, the Gvulis, and incorporate more land. As much as you move out the Gvul, that's how much land you'll incorporate. when we talk about when we talk about Olam Haba, so first let's understand one diagonal, then we'll understand another nekuda. When we say a pirtsa ke'en Olam Haba, Olam Haba, a person is there forever, and the Shechina is the Nenem is Ziva Shechina is forever. So it doesn't come to a person in one shot. It's the pshat, every nekuda that the person is zeicha to be mushna Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a makram for the next nekuda. In other words, every inyan that a person is when he's nenem is ziv ashchina, so every part that the person is mekabel becomes a chetimsa for the next part. So just like when a person is learning lamashal, everything that he learns has in itself two values. One is the etzem inyan that he learned, and also everything that we learn becomes a chetimsa to understand other things. We have a new type of kasha in our mind, we have a new yesod, we have a new halacha. When a person sits and learns, he accumulates twice. Whatever he learned and got down, and whatever he learned becomes also a chetimsa for more and more. It's like when you have Lego blocks or any types of blocks like that. So every block that you put in, not only does it, did you add a block, you also create a chetimsa for the next block to come, the next block, and so on and so forth. So one nekuda is that this pirtsa kein olam haba is that the chetimsa to keep broadening the gvulas and having hachavas gvulas and adding, that's something that they gained. I want to add another knech to this, another in the Kuda. It says in Rashi, the Gemara in Beitza speaks about the Neshama Yisera. So what is the Neshama Yisera? So Rashi says, Roi chav leiv limnucha v'lesimcha. A person gets a chavas leiv from nucha and simcha. V'liyois pasuach l'ervacha. And he can be pasuach l'ervacha. V'yoychal v'yishta v'ein nafshe kotza olav, and he'll eat and drink without getting tired of it. So I want to try to mean, is that the Nesham Yisera? Nesham Yisera is that person can eat and drink as much he wants. It's very hard to, we might call it Basi Yisera, it's hard to call it Nesham Yisera. Where's the Nesham Yisera then? So, let's understand this point over here. The Gemara says, Gemara Megillah, the Gemara says that Ravchal Psumi Ika, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it into a person, that a person is a Kli Kibel for everything that is Misaneg, Ma'aneg him, he's a Mekabel. So that's the pashtus. That's just the simple what a person is. Anything that's tsar, I don't want. I'm not mechel it. I don't have where to keep it. I don't want to keep it with me. Anything that's oinig, I'm a kli to be mekabel tanugim. That's the by definition. But there's another knach to it. The Gemara says so when a person is eating, and his the darga of tainug that from the food that he has is it's a type of food, it's bread. It must be a rav. So a person finished eating and he is full. He genuinely is full. He couldn't eat another piece of bread. All of a sudden he sees some sort of special dessert. I mean, that's what Gemara is talking about. Some sort of very sweet dish of some sort. And all of a sudden he was able to down a huge amount. So the Gemara says, "Rav Chalup Suma Ika" means the stomach widens for Tainuk. It's because the Kli Kibul of a person is tolling the Midas Oinek.
And if a person has a midas oineg that is X, so that's how much he'll be able to be koilo. But so Kolzman, the oineg was just the oineg of eating bread. If that person is hungry, feels like eating bread. So a certain amount fills that capacity. More than that, I don't feel like eating it. But if the person, if we tap into a different chelik of oineg, then all of a sudden, a whole new kli opens up. Because my kli for psumi, for sweet things, is much, much bigger. It's raftel psumi ikah. And the mela, that opens up and it becomes a container for it. That's the bria that the person has in him. If a person is tired, and then some simcha comes up, something that's very, very happy, all of a sudden he's in the mood to take in a few hours of it. What's the difference? The answer is because since the makom tainug became bigger, so now he's able to be koilel a lot more. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is a person's capacity in any chelik of the bria being koilel? The answer is it measures by the tainuk. The measure of the tainuk is two things. First of all, the chayfetz, but the real measure is mitzad, the person's tfis of the chayfetz. A person who likes sweet things. So his tainuk is sugar, is something sweet, and that's where he has our chavas, rachvas of being able to be koil. A person whose tainug is sharp things, the moshe, is crazy about spicy things. So that becomes his nekudas hatainug. That is his nekudas hatainug, and his archava becomes for that. So wherever there is something that's me'aneg, depending on the person's kli, depending on what the person has in him, that's where the kelim open up and he can bring in more. Olam haba is a pchina of lis anegal Hashem, oz tis anegal Hashem. So when a person is in olam haba, the person's koyach hatainug is nisgala to its full. The koyach hatainug of being mis anegal Hashem, and since Hashem is b'li gvul, whenever a person has himself a tis anegal Hashem, there's no gvul to his ability to absorb. So the ability to absorb ruchnius really, really depends on the person's tainuk. So the pasuk is talking about lasid lavo and oz tisanigal Hashem. There will come a time when our koyach hatainuk will be focused solely on Kadosh Baruch Hu and completely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then b'meila, the b'lis soif and ligvul, there will be a constant enlargement. Every time there's a new hashba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a new raftel psumika, and it opens up and a person can be koilet. That's the pshat nepasik. The Gemara says, of all the mitzvahs that we have, all mitzvahs is lav lenes nitnu. And the mitzvah as such, the oinek sheboy is not part of it. Shabbos, the etzem inyan of the oinek, is something that is the core of it. So it's true that for us, maybe it's achil and shtia, that's that sort of beginning of it. But the be'emes is, what it means is, Shabbos is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the tainug of ruchnis into this world. So we can come to it only, unfortunately, it's like every time you associate, just like when a kid starts learning. So you give him a candy for learning a pasuk, because the sweetness of the candy is his tainug. The pasuk is something else. You associate one with the other, so there's a certain, he learns to have the tainug and the pasuk. It's a way, it's a bridge between his natural tainugim to this. For us, the macholas, the maichon, the mishta, is a bridge that so that when a person eats and drinks on Shabbos and there's a physical tainug, b'meila he associates Shabbos not like the kid. It's not deeper. The kid that is learning, the learning itself. So learning does have a higher of no. But let's say I do a mitzvah, help this person, I'll give you a candy. So I associate a tainug with it. In Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos is Einik Shabbos, and to be and since all mitzvahs are ruchnistic gateways, this is the ruchnistic gateway to the heart of the Olam Ruchni, and that is the Tainugim. So if a person's me'aneg as Hashem, and that's why it's talking about Shal Shudas over there, the Gemara, because Shal Shudas is not a natural Suda, but people used to eat two Sudas in those days, so Shal Shudas was an extra Suda, meaning that this is some Tainu that I'm associating with the Yoim Gufa, and that's what it's happening. That's what's happening. So the Gemara is saying that if a person is me'aneg Shabbos, so that means that he opens up, he taps into the world of Einig Ruchni, and b'meila, just like Rashi says in Gemara Beitzin, and Rashi over there is talking about Gashmis Teginyanim, but it's exactly the same mitzad the Teichon Sheboy. Rashi says he's roichav lev lemnucha simcha. He has a bigger heart than simcha. V'liyo is pasuach l'rchava, and it can open up very wide. And the male of ochel vishte ve'inaf shekotza olav. The word kotza is also, when we say naf shekotza olav, we translate immediately as nimas, which is true. But the word kotza comes from the word a gvul, a ketz. So when my stomach can hold a quart of food, and somebody puts in 2 quarts, it pushes it out. Kotza means you become nimas when something you don't have since you don't have a kli to be makabalit, you push it out. That's the mechanism of kotza. So the neshama yisera is that the person has in himself the ability to be marchik his kalim of hachala of containing. And b'meila, as he's marchiv his kelim, he has more room for more. So the pshat now Gemara is that somebody's ma'anig sa Shabbos, he's getting kelim of to be zeicher to nachal b'metzarim, and that's nachas Yaakov. So let's go back and understand the malus of Yaakov. There is no such thing as a person functioning without gevulis and without kelim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yaakov Avinu anywhere, anytime. He didn't tell him, you know, I'll give you anything and everything. Kol ha'rotzes. He didn't tell him that. He told him, Yomer Kedmas Fayda V'negba. Because everything is not a bracha. When somebody gives me infinite, I have nothing. It's interesting. If a person has a certain amount of money, there's a feeling of ashiras. If a person has a credit card that doesn't max out, a person doesn't have that feeling of ashiras, because we don't have kalim that can be toifis that. It's only when a person has kalim, and if a person has kalim, he's mitzumtzum kalim he has. But vayifreitz means he can go past his kalim. The Akedah explains on vayifreitz by Lavan when he said about himself vayifreitz ha'ish. He says he goes through he's ma'irich a lot in explaining all deals in psukim. Basically, he explains each detail in the agreement between Lav and Yaakov, that Yaakov made it as difficult and as mitzumtum as possible for him to be zeicher. First, he took all those sheep and everything that was different and gave it to him. and then he waited for the later crop in this, that, and whatever else. Lemaisa, he put himself into a very tight spot. That al piderach hateva, there was little room for makom bracha to be chal. Imagine you breed sheep. You want to breed sheep for a color, and you leave yourself only with the white sheep. So there'll be some colored sheep afterwards, but there not could be that many. The idea that there could be such a roiv bracha from a makom mitzumtzum is a pchina of pirtza. His agosha is that he tried to be as careful as possible, therefore be magbul himself as possible, and still was vayifritz. So certainly, if a person, there is no such thing as a Kaddish Baruch Hu giving us belis seif. Belis seif is meaningless to us. A Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us something. To Avram Avinu, he gave kumis halech. To Yitzchak, he gave Haratzis Ha'el. He didn't have to pull up his Mesuyim. To Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give an infinite amount. He gave him the ability to infinitely keeping Marchev de Gvulis. If a person is another nod, he's also everywhere. But he has nothing. If a person has larger gvulas, he has everything. Or he has whatever he has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the bracha to Yaakov Uparatzta. Uparatzta means that you will always be able to break the gvulas. That's the same. It's the same sense of the lashon by Chayis HaMitzrayim. The word Meitzar means a boundary. Tsar means narrow, hemmed in by boundaries. Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was repressed, was pressed in by Mitzrayim in a way where they tried to make sure they wouldn't be able to expand. So the Vayifritzu means the opposite. They broke through that. Peretz is also like that. And some other time to speak about Peretz, who's the direct forefather of David HaMelech. Also, it's an inyan of gvulos not stopping him, letoiva. But b'derech klal, when a person is Peretz together, he loses everything because he can't be marchev his gvulos. So if a person almost overextends himself in business, so many times he loses everything. Because he didn't have the ability to contain all that, and to be shoylit and all that, and he lose everything. Yaakov Avinu's haftacha is that he will always be able to expand, and b'meila, it's a bracha of Ein Seif. Not an Ein Seif that's dumped on him, Ein Seif, because that's nothing. But it's an Ein Seif means you can constantly keep pushing it and pushing it. If we think about it, in many ways, that is the problem that we have. Ilamash, when we have nisyonis and limitations, every person takes stock of himself, honestly, understands that, these are my limitations in terms of my seichel, these are my limitations in terms of tchunas hanefesh. Yes, there are some people that can learn 22 hours a day. Not me. I can't do that. There's some people that can give without hardship. I can't. When somebody says something, I krecht, and maybe I give. Those are all emes limitations, and we have them. If we wouldn't have them, we wouldn't be people. We'd be whatever we'd be. Malachim, I don't know what to call it. We wouldn't be who we are. A person is who he is. The gvulas define the person. But Yaakov Avinu's bracha, which is our bracha, is that those gvulas are just hechatimtzis to be pirates to gvul. We never live with gvulas that are forever. The gvulas exist. We can keep expanding it. It's just like when you have a piece of metal that's very malleable, you can keep pounding on it, and the metal stretches. Some metal is brittle, and it breaks. But if you have things like gold, you can keep banging on it, and all you do is get a bigger piece of gold. If a person would understand that nisyonis that he has are nisyonis, they're there, but we have a bracha like Reb Tzadik explains. Ufarasta is a bracha that we will always be able to manage our gvulas. With enough work, we'll be able to push it. And you see it in many areas. People who changed, they changed along with whatever they did. It's not the pshat they remained with those gvulas and they're doing beyond the gvulas. They were able, when a person pushes himself with seichel and chachma in the right way to develop, a person develops more and more and bigger, and he's koil a lot more. That's one nekuda that's extremely negeh to us. And I want to add, the pnimius of that nekuda is tainuk. In other words, when we ask ourselves, what is the most important thing that Musa can bring out in us? What's the most important thing? So one way of looking at Musa is it's a whip. So if you want to get somebody to work hard, you have a big strong whip and keep whipping. So we can do that ourselves also. That allows us to push hard. People, Rahman al-Islam, who went through concentration camps, worked, they brought out tremendous amount in themselves that they never could have thought. Somebody told me recently, you know, it was a cold day and he put on a coat and he said, you know, 4 years I was in Auschwitz and with a thin undershirt in weather much coldness. What happened? Like, how was I able to do it? So yes, you can bring that out. It'll never become the person. It'll always be a concentration camp. So yes, I can whip myself, but whipping myself will get me to do it. It won't get me to change. It won't change my gvulas. But if a person keeps being misboinen on the oz tisanik, if a person is misboinen on how good it is to know and to understand, how good it is to give, how good it is to fill yourself with kedusha. My late brother, Zechanei Livracha, Reb Nosson Tzvi, is one Musa Shmuz to boys that would come was always about how sweet it is to learn. But that was the side of his atzlacha. He pushed himself relentlessly. He came from nowhere and pushed himself, but he never pushed himself. A better way would be saying he pulled himself. He was oimet through watching the tainug on the face of people that were misanag al Hashem. His grandfather, Blaise Yudel, his great uncle, and he saw their connection. And he realized that there's a world of tainug waiting. It takes time for that to come out. But our biggest problem is we say to ourselves, okay, so I'll force myself to do X, Y, or Z. But if I force myself to X, Y, and Z, I'm going to be pushing myself something I don't want to do. The very idea of pushing myself to keep doing what I don't want to do is a horrible idea. And nobody wants to do that. If anything, it adds more burden. But if a person understands that what I'm pushing myself for is tainug, and the tainug will come with what I'm doing, then tainug opens up a tremendous kibul. The person who's a real masmid and doesn't feel that he's breaking himself is the person who's misanik. The person who gives and doesn't resent it is because his pneumistic tainug is giving, is being a noisin. The understanding that that's the mechanism, understanding that once Yaakov Avinu was kaveh the Shem Yisrael, that each one of us, Yaakov Avinu is the nekuda, that from that point onwards, we all are it. The final brach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not what we'll have, but we'll always be able to be marchiv our gvulis, to have more and more. It's astounding, in all mitzvahs, if a person, marshal, blows shofar at night, an hour before, It's certainly not Yoitza, you know, maybe Bal Toisif, maybe not, depending. Shabbos is not like that. Shabbos and Meil Ma'adim, Kedusha Shabbos moves. Person davens Atik Yidashto before Shkia, and it's Shabbos. Shabbos goes afterwards. It's Peretz Gevulis. It's Peretz Gevulis because Tainuk is Marchiv itself. Anything that belongs to Tainuk and Sheres, Shabbos is the Zman of Tainuk. So and there's a special nature over here for us to learn to understand. Of course, Shabbos has a lot of pleasant aspects to it in terms of the physical, the ksusnikia and so on and all the inyanim. But understand, it's meant to awaken in us that there's a yom shekulo toiv, that there's a zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to appreciate tainuk. When a person appreciates it, if a person is ma'anik Shabbos, a person understands that the oynik of Shabbos is a shar for harchavas ha'adam, that the person is marchiv his kelim and can be makabel a lot more than he thinks he can, that opens up the shar to the paratzta, that opens up the shar to, it's a pirtza ke'ein dugmeshal olam haba, where a person's kelim klei nefesh of Kabbalah will keep widening with itself as it's mekabel more and more, and somebody who's misanik Shabbos, who's is misanik Shabbos, is zeichet the Yakov's bracha of os tisanik al Hashem Shabbos.
What about Hashem Ben Yerachas Avram Bakol?